like to share just a few very brief thoughts in a similar vein to what was just shared. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I'd like to read the first 15 verses, but really the only comment that will be made will be on verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take unto us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. These verses in this chapter that take up Christian giving among believers. There's many different ways that a believer can give, but here it's giving among believers. In verse 15, it's referring to the manna, the children of Israel, as they collected manna day by day. He that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. What does that mean? I don't believe that it means that maybe the man went out in the morning and he had a sick baby that night, and so he gathered 5 ounces of manna and spread it around for his family of 10 or whatever the case might have been, and everyone kind of held back, but the manna kind of stretched and there was enough food for them. And their neighbor next door gathered 10 pounds of manna and there was only 3 of them, but they were really hungry that day and they each ate 3 1/3 pounds of manna. I don't believe that's what this is saying. And what we have in verse 15 is in keeping with these earlier verses in chapter 8 here. So the one that had gathered in excess, they gave it freely to the one that had a need. The one that had a need, they were indebted to their brethren to provide for their need. And it caused, in some measure, the hearts of the children of Israel to be bound together as they were going through the wilderness. The Lord intentionally allowing times of need in the hearts of one, different ones in that congregation, but at the same time, the Lord allowing an abundance for those in that same company and allowing their hearts to be knit together in love. Speaking from some personal experience, having experienced this being in a time of need, it's a precious thing. I can look around this room at different ones that ministered in times of need, and the heart is bound together. So this is a very different principle than the principle that the world would operate on. The world would teach us, if we have an abundance of manna one day, to store it up, save it up, because there's going to be a time coming and we'll need it. And Scripture does speak of the ant and the ant preparing her meat in the summertime. But really, what the Apostle Paul is seeking to teach the Corinthians in this portion is using that Old Testament lesson, what actually took place in the wilderness, what he is seeking to teach them is to use that abundance for the needs of the people of God that are close at hand. And so you imagine the congregation in the wilderness, those ones, they would have known the needs of those neighbors that were close to them, their brethren that were close. I'm sure they would have had some idea that there was needs afar, but really this portion is presenting to our hearts the needs close to home and just the willingness to give of that abundance to those that had a need close to home. And so as we read through, and perhaps we can study this portion on our own time, there's much that can be gained as we meditate on this portion. Won't even attempt to try to outline it. But just that our hearts would consider that manna. It was the abundance naturally that they received, and they could disperse it to those around, and just to be willing to do that. Obviously, we can apply this spiritually as well. There are times of spiritual bounty in our lives, and there are times of spiritual famine for different reasons. Sometimes the pressures of life, and rightly so, sent from the Lord. But just wanting to apply this to our hearts in that purely natural way, as the apostle was seeking to present it to the Corinthians here. He that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. So just that the Lord would exercise our hearts to first be willing to give of an abundance if we have it, but be willing to look to him and be willing to receive of our brethren their abundance when we pass through a time of lack. Just that our hearts would be knit together, that there would be that strengthening of those relationships, those bonds within the body of Christ, and ultimately to look beyond and to see the activity of our head in heaven and his tender heart of mercy towards his own.